Red River Farm Network.
Wheat, corn, and soybeans are growing in the North Dakota State College of Sciences Agricultural Land Lab. Red River Farm Network's farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has a report on what students are learning.
Students at the North Dakota State College of Science are learning from the crops that have been planted in the newly dedicated Coastal Family Agricultural Land Lab. A collaboration with Peterson Farm Seed and RDO Equipment Co. brings additional expertise and equipment to the students. Peterson Farm Seed agronomist Adam Spellhog says it was a natural fit to move area research plots to the land lab.
We have a replicated corn plot and a replicated soybean plot, and really we utilize those for genetic research, trying to find local genetics for this area. But we also have some seed treatment plots out there, some population trials, so that the students can utilize those for doing some stand count work. And then in the fall, doing some maybe pre-harvest evaluations, ear counts, things like that. So if they can utilize our plots to further that learning, you know, some actual practical in-field research, that was even better for everybody.
Beyond plant genetics, there is also a focus on precision technology at the land lab. RDO Equipment Co. Product Specialist Supervisor Tony Kramer is teaching students about the planting and spraying aspects of this year's crop.
There's state universities that don't even have this opportunity to have a 90-acre piece of land to run this stuff on. So the students get to see a lot of stuff. A lot of them come from farms. Their farming background, and some of them do have the technology. The neat part about this is it's the latest and greatest technology. We're not talking about auto steer and a simple rate controller here. It's 12 miles an hour with our ExactEmerge planter. We're going to be running ExactApply sprayers and doing everything.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from the North Dakota State College of Science in Wahpeton, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network. Well,